Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we talk about Revenue Procedure 8757. This one came out in 1987 and it is one of the most practical documents in the whole depreciation system. It is the IRS table that tells you exactly how to compute your depreciation deduction once you know what class your asset is in. Think of it this way. Revenue Procedure 8756 is the menu that lists the asset classes and their recovery periods. Revenue Procedure 8757 is the calculator. It gives you the actual numbers to use. Let me explain what that means in plain terms. The IRS did not leave it to every taxpayer to figure out their own math. They published optional depreciation tables. These tables tell you, for each asset class and each depreciation method, what percentage of the asset's value you deduct in each year of its life. You look up your asset class, find your placed in service year, pick the right table, and the percentages are right there. The methods and conventions matter too. Different assets use different methods. Some use the 200% declining balance method, which front loads more of the deduction in the early years. Some use straight line, which spreads the deduction evenly. The convention tells you how to treat the first and last year, half year, mid-quarter, or mid-month. Revenue Procedure 8757 covers all of this. It is the document that ties those rules to actual usable numbers. For a cost segregation study, here is how this works in practice. After your study is done, you have a list of components. Each component has been assigned to a class, 5-year, 7-year, 15-year, or 39-year. The class comes from Revenue Procedure 8756, but the class alone does not give you the deduction. You still need to know what percentage of each component's cost you can deduct each year. That is where Revenue Procedure 8757 comes in. The study uses its tables to compute the annual deduction for each component. Add those up across all your reclassified components, and you have your total depreciation deduction for the year. When bonus depreciation applies, the calculation changes slightly. Bonus lets you take a much larger deduction in year one, writing off a big chunk of certain assets immediately instead of spreading them out. But even with bonus, there is often a remaining basis after the bonus. Revenue Procedure 8757 still governs how the rest gets depreciated in the following years. This document has been around since 1987 and is still current today. It is not glamorous, it does not win court cases, but without it, the math does not work. It is the machinery behind every depreciation schedule in your study. If you have ever looked at a depreciation schedule and wondered where those percentage figures came from, the answer is Revenue Procedure 8757. The IRS published them and your study uses them exactly as written. That is what makes a cost segregation study defensible. It is not just an engineer's opinion about what class something belongs in. It is a full computation using published IRS tables applied to a documented list of assets. The result is a depreciation schedule you can attach to your tax return with confidence. Revenue Procedure 8757 is the unsung engine of the whole system. It runs quietly in the background of every study we build, and it is there every time the IRS wants to check the math. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these tables connect to your own property's depreciation schedule, check the authority library in your report.